From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States is considering more unilateral sanctions against North Korea following Pyongyang's fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. South Korea says the North's capabilities are expanding rapidly, echoing concerns from world leaders such as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
South Korea and the United States are reported to have begun their search for radioactive material following the nuclear test. The investigative team will collect air and water samples to test for radioactive material such as xenon. Also in the news, Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes have killed dozens of people in the rebel-held areas of Aleppo and Idlib just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached and tried to end the violence in Syria. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said, it's the period of Eid. People are coming together to buy things for their children. They struck at them at the middle of a market and caused a high number of deaths and injuries. Earlier, Syrian state media reported the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. This is VOA News. Nearly 2 million Muslims from across the world have converged on Saudi Arabia for the Hajj.
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
The chanting of prayers as the many faithful came to Mecca for the annual 5-day gathering. Meantime, Iran is boycotting this year's Hajj, citing Saudi incompetence and poor response by health and safety officials. During last year's pilgrimage, several hundred Iranians were among at least 2,000 crushed to death in a stampede in the city of Mecca. This is not the first time Iran has boycotted the Hajj, but it comes at a time when tensions with rival Saudi Arabia are at a record high over conflicts in Syria and Yemen, where Tehran and Riyadh support opposite sides. 15 years ago today, commercial airplanes were flown into the World Trade Center buildings in New York, U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon, and outside of Washington. Another crashed into a field in western Pennsylvania. Those terrorist attacks took nearly 3,000 lives on September the 11th, 2001. President Obama talked about the so-called 9/11 attacks during his weekly address to the nation.
In the face of terrorism, how we respond matters. We cannot give in to those who would divide us. We can't react in ways that erode the fabric of our society, because it's our diversity, our welcoming of all talents, our treating of everybody fairly, no matter their race, gender, ethnicity, or faith, that's part of what makes our country great. It's what makes us resilient. And if we stay true to those values, we'll uphold the legacy of those we've lost and keep our nation strong and free.
Later today, on the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, Mr. Obama will lead a moment of silence at the White House. And later in the day, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed in the attack. Turning now to U.S. presidential politics, Democratic Party candidate Hillary Clinton apologized partially for calling supporters of her Republican opponent Donald Trump deplorables. Earlier, the Trump campaign pounced on Clinton's comment, criticizing her for disrespecting voters. This latest round of rhetoric between the campaigns comes as national polls are showing that Donald Trump is gaining ground on Hillary Clinton, who recently led by double-digit percentages. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.